Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. In many ways, it is time to wake up spiritually. The Lord's return is soon. This is not when we rest on our laurels, but time to listen and obey, to act on what you believe. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us for resting, sitting back and reflecting on our previous accomplishments. Through your Spirit, light a fire in our hearts. Help us to wake up to the fact that you have placed responsibility in our hands and will provide the power and ability to do what needs to be done. Lord, as you tell us in 2 Corinthians 6, we are not to accept the marvelous gift from you and then ignore it. Today is the day of salvation. We are to arise and get busy, for the night is coming. There's so much that we can do. Nothing is impossible with you. And you are forever faithful. Where you guide, you will provide. Heavenly Father, please help us to wake up, to get moving in your Spirit. We ask these things in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
myself and God alone. In the past, when I tried to rule my world, it just seemed to fall apart. So please, Jesus, be the
Jesus, be the Lord of all. saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Climb the steeps and cross the waves. Onward 'tis our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing above the battle strife. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death and endless life. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing a song. Salvation full and free. Highest hills and deepest caves. This our song of victory. Jesus, Jesus saves. Jesus, Jesus saves. Jesus saves.
You are listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer as we share the gospel and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest a few moments to write to us. I really appreciate your letters. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and your faithful support. When you're led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And you're always welcome to visit the Call to Worship website, where you can listen to previous programs, see a playlist of songs included in today's program, and you'll find many devotional readings, our statement of faith, and more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. A relatively new addition to the Call to Worship Ministries is Christian Oldies, the early days of contemporary Christian music. From the Jesus music era through the early 80s are songs that still minister to hearts today. If you remember music from artists like The Imperials, Keith Green, Second Chapter of Acts, and Love Song, then visit calltoworship.us and then click on Christian Oldies. Or for music on the go, download the Live 365 app on your smartphone, then choose Christian Oldies to listen. The Call to Worship Ministry also includes a very interactive Facebook page where listeners can share testimonies and you can find out what the topic will be for next week's program. Thanks again for worshiping with us today.
In this life, when it's hard to carry on, when I think about my father and all the loved ones that are gone, friends and close relations somewhere on the other side, they've passed into forever, but the love will never die. Sometimes it's time the world that's bringing my heart down. But you've got to bear the cross if you want to wear the crown. I often get impatient as Father Time keeps dragging on. I've waded through the darkness, now I'm ready for the dawn. I'm ready for the dawn. I wanna see heaven,
where the faithful carry on. I wanna see heaven, oh Lord. I wanna see heaven, where the pain of sin is gone. In heaven, oh Lord, I wanna see.
As I read the morning paper, I'm reminded once again, we're surrounded by evil, of a world that's dead in sin. And the only sane conclusion that my crazy mind can reach is to set my heart on heaven and to live the things I preach. I'm living every moment as if each one was my last. Put my treasure where my heart is and forget about the past. And if Jesus comes tomorrow, I'll be ready to depart. As he leads me to my mansion, I'll be following my heart, following my heart.
I want to see heaven, where the faithful carry on. I want to see heaven, oh, oh Lord. I want to see
yeah. Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, seems right. What could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost? Through his love our hearts can feel all the grief. Must hear the words of life. Only we can change. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken
Thank you for listening to our call to worship today. It's time to wake up.
Jesus, take my sin away. Yeah. Jesus said, be born again. Born again, there's really been a change in me. Born again, just like Jesus said.
Folks, it's time to wake up. Yeah, wake up. Please consider with me the concept of the phrase to wake up as it relates to the Christian life. Other words for that include awaken, to rise and shine, arise, get up and get going, to come alive. Well, many of us look back on our spiritual birthday as when we first woke up to the reality of the gospel. Well, here's a case where the jailer literally got a wake-up call and got saved. Acts 16. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors were open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, and sprang in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." Romans 3, "For all have sinned, and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." And we wake up each day to the reality that all our sins are forgiven. Psalm 103, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." 2 Corinthians 5, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." One awesome wake-up call we will experience at some time in the future is from death here to heaven, waking up in heaven, unless, of course, that Christ returns before this body dies. 2 Corinthians 5, "Being therefore always of good courage, and knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are of good courage, I say, and are willing rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord." 1 John 5, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." The Great Commission is a wake-up call to not be selfish, but to share the great news of the gospel, Matthew 28. Jesus came and told His disciples, "I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Friends, wake up, watch for opportunities to edify other believers and to share the good news. Romans 14, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another." 1 Thessalonians 5, "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do." We not only need to wake up, but also to stay frosty, military slang for being alert and ready for action without letting fear or other emotions get in the way. Another way of saying we should be watching for what is going on around us spiritually is to be vigilant. 1 Peter chapter 5. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Lord, wake us up to what you have done, and that you continue to do in and through us. Amazing, amazing grace.
I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fall and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, as we found several areas of our spiritual lives where we see that it's time to wake up. I sincerely hope that this time has been a valuable part of your worship. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Friend, listening friend, if you do not currently have a relationship with God, believe the good news that Jesus Christ, God in flesh, died for your sins, according to the Scripture, was buried, rose out from among the dead ones, according to the Scripture. He's alive today, seated in a place of privilege at the Father's right hand in the heavenlies, because all sacrifice for sin has been done, finished. There's a glorified man in heaven. He's also God from eternity past. Now that's good news. If today's message has been a blessing to you, then would you please let us know? By mail at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. You'll find many tools there to help you grow spiritually, and you'll find more information about our ministries. And you can make your tax-deductible donation there safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from Romans 3, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Ephesians 2, "For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." And finally, from 2 Corinthians 5, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new."
There end.